WSAU.com.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of boxing, shall we? Manny Pacquiao defeated Thomas Bradley Saturday night. Some critics are saying that it was necessary for him to continue his boxing career, that if he had lost this one, he was done. But there is there are some that are speculating that it wasn't Manny's boxing prowess that won the fight, that it was his mother's voodoo on the side that got it done.
Is that the video I'm looking at right here?
Yeah. This is his mother, Dionysia. And during the entire fight, she's got a crucifix and some bag of stuff, like a picture or something. And it looks like she's giving the evil eye to the...
It does, doesn't it?
You know, it looks like she's putting the hex on the opponent. And
well, honey, every little bit helps, right?
And she's doing it through the entire thing. HBO even went so far as to move the camera on her on a regular basis just to show what was going on. So there it is. Manny Pacquiao's fighting prowess, mainly because of his mom.
There's some who say that he's going to be a very big guy in Filipino politics when he finishes boxing. He's very.
Oh, I remember. I heard
He may run for president of the Philippines at some point in time.
Gives a whole new meaning to defeat your opponent, doesn't it? I know what will happen is the first debate, he'll come out in gloves and his boxing shorts, you know.
Have Michael Buffer introduce him.
And in this corner. All right. So you would think also, let's talk a little bit of football. You would think that if you are smart enough to make it through school and make it onto the San Francisco 49ers football team as a pro linebacker, you would also be smart enough not to say stupid things at the airport. Turns out that's not true. This has not been a good couple weeks for the 49ers,
has
it?
No, not really. Uh-uh.
Here we go. Alden Smith got arrested. Police say Smith became agitated while going through security screening and, quote, made a comment indicating he was in possession of a bomb, dumbass, which is a crime. He was arrested and released on $20,000 bail and could face a year in jail.
Not only is it stupid, there are some airports that still have the old signs up that say you can't say that.
Yes.
You go through the security area, like they have a sign, it's no joke.
Yes.
Joking about explosives, weapons, bombs, is a federal crime punishable by whatever. I mean, they say it right.
Police say he was belligerent and uncooperative with a TSA agent. During his arrest, he told police he did nothing wrong and said they were going to be embarrassed. Yeah. Let's see who's going to be embarrassed now. Idiot.
Something tells me he had a drinking problem a while ago. Got picked up for DUI, so this is not his first run-in with the law.
No,
maybe he was under the influence. Who knows?
But
don't be surprised that these guys can be knuckleheads. Let's face it, most of them. Well, most is not the right word. A lot of them over the years have focused entirely on preparing themselves for their professional athletic career.
Right.
They have developed themselves physically, maybe not so much mentally, and they have had They have had an aura of, I get everything handed to me when it comes to the outside world. I'm an athlete. I get to go through airports with ease. Somebody carries my luggage. I don't have to worry about checking into hotels. I don't have to do all the things that the little people have to do.
You know what must be difficult, and this is no excuse for a situation like this, but if you're a pro athlete, a lot of times you get to bypass security. That if you're flying on a charter flight, which is how most of these teams travel, you know, there's a special gate for you. You walk out directly to the tarmac. You're not a regular passenger. You're going out to the Brewers plane or the Packers plane.
Don't they have to go through some security? I'm sure they do. I mean, the Honor flight that's taking off this morning, they don't have to go through the same security, but they still have to go through the scanner.
You got to make sure you're not carrying a loaded gun in your bag. I mean, we don't go a month without some athlete being picked up for trying to get a gun through security or forgetting it's in his bag.
The way I've seen teams travel is that they pull right up to the chain link fence.
Wow.
And the plane is waiting there, and they're never even in the actual airport terminal. But that's not true all the time because there are people who, like, are autograph seekers who try to figure out when the Packers charter is there and try and get the guys as they're coming on and off the plane.
All right, here's the stupid sports question of the day. Recruiting for the NFL. when I was getting my haircut.
You don't call it recruiting in the
whatever.
NFL.
I was getting my haircut over the weekend. I was watching an old NFL video. They show it in this place of when Dan Marino got brought on to the Miami Dolphins. He wanted to play for the Jets, and when he didn't get drafted to the Jets, they said he was physically sickened. He was just really upset. And then when he got pulled for the Dolphins, he's like, "Well, okay, whatever." Anyway.
Yeah, heaven forbid I have to go play in South Florida and live in South Florida. Man, that would be horrible, wouldn't it?
Well, the thing I was noticing is all of the guys that they were recruiting,
drafting,
thank you, were college. These are college guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that now means that does the NFL almost exclusively draft out of college? Or I know that some come from high school.
Basketball and baseball, but not in football.
It's almost almost exclusive to come from a college team.
Yeah, because football is physically demanding. You need the extra 3 or 4 years in college to get big and be able to play with the big
ones. I'm not even sure the NFL allows high school players to be drafted. I don't think they do. And even if they could, I'm not sure that there'd be anybody that they would be
able
to take.
Now, this throws a different twist on this collegiate issue. If the only way you can really get into the NFL is to go through the college training and so forth, that gives a little bit of a different twist to the students that are coming into a college environment whose goal is to play football. They don't care about their education. They care about playing football. And the only way they can get there is to go through the college process.
Well, there's no question that the NFL has used the college system as a minor league system, so they don't have to fund a minor league system of their own like baseball does. No question about that.
There it is. All right. So that does. I'm still not saying college ball players should be paid, but if the only way you can make it into the NFL is to go through the collegiate system, then I do believe there needs to be some kind, especially with the health insurance. And continuing with their scholarships if they're injured and so forth. But that it dawned on me over the weekend. It's like, well, no, wait a minute. The only way you can get in the NFL is through college. But I thought it would be the stupid sports question of the day.
You may have to do a commercial for the College Football Players Union.
Oh, no. It will be a case of, hey, you still shouldn't unionize. That's a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not good for the sport. It's definitely not good for the sport. But it does throw a different light on why you need some protection for college players. Because some of them, they don't care about going to college. They care about going into the NFL. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
I feel like mustaches basically just tell the world, don't trust me around your kids. I'm not safe. I don't like talking on the phone. I hate it. So uncomfortable. I figured out the best way of getting off a phone without having to lie. Just ask what time it is, repeat the time really loudly, and then just hang up. Works every time. Someone's like, Owen, what are you doing? I'm like, what time is it? They're like, 3:40. I'm like, 3:40? I'm not doing anything. I'm just watching the weather and just...
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.